This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A military spokesman tells reporters Iraqi troops killed 8 Islamic State militants in the newly recaptured neighborhood of Khojaly in Mosul. Meanwhile, hundreds of people from the adjacent neighborhood of Al-Samah streamed out of the area, some holding white flags. The United Nations Security Council, meanwhile, is expressing concern about reports that Islamic State forces are removing civilians from their homes in Mosul and relocating them to places where they are being used as human shields. Iraqi forces say they are advancing on the southern part of the city. Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. The rebels will not be required to surrender their weapons, but Reuters reports the rebels are rejecting demands for a withdrawal. 6 exits out of the city will be available to civilians who would like to evacuate. The United Nations says the French and British governments have failed to meet their obligations to the children who have been living at the Calais migrant camp. The UN Human Rights Commissioner said Wednesday that the best interests of the children have been completely disregarded. He said hundreds of children have been subjected to inhumane living conditions and exposed to smugglers and traffickers. Amnesty International says the staff of its Moscow branch arrived at work Wednesday morning to find their office sealed with a notice from municipal officials warning people not to enter. The international rights group said the locks on the doors of its office in the Russian capital had been changed and that no explanation for that had been given. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are accusing each other of being unfit for the U.S. presidency. At a campaign stop Wednesday in Florida, Trump said that Clinton's election would create an unprecedented and protracted constitutional crisis. Clinton is under investigation for her handling of national security materials during her tenure as U.S. Secretary of State. Clinton herself headed Wednesday to the western state of Arizona, where a growing Hispanic population opposed to Trump's immigration proposals is believed to give her a chance to win. Arizona has voted for Republican presidential candidates in 15 of the last 16 elections. Clinton also planned to campaign in Nevada. Meanwhile, the latest Washington Post ABC News opinion poll shows the race deadlocked at 46% each. Some Australian politicians are responding with very strong words against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump's vulgar comments about women released recently. Phil Mercer takes a look.
Donald Trump's obscene remarks about women prompted an extraordinary backlash by parliamentarians in Australia. Rarely has an American politician been on the receiving end of such biting criticism. Emma Hussar is a federal Labor lawmaker.
Donald Trump's a pig. He's an absolute repugnant animal.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was in no mood for diplomatic niceties.
They are loathsome and they deserve the absolutely universal condemnation that they've received.
Australian officials haven't made any strong public criticisms of Trump's opponent, former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
An analysis of satellite data suggests no one was flying Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 when it plunged into the Indian Ocean in March of 2014. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau released the report Wednesday by experts gathered in Sydney to assess possible future searches for the plane, which disappeared with 239 people aboard. The Australian investigators believe the plane likely flew on autopilot for a time before running out of fuel and crashing into the ocean. Police in South Africa's capital fired rubber bullets Wednesday to disperse protesters who gathered near President Jacob Zuma's office demanding that he resign. Thousands from the left-wing Economic Freedom Fighters Party smashed cars and windows as they marched toward the Union Building, South Africa's seat of government. The protest took place shortly before South Africa's anti-corruption group released a report on alleged corruption in the Zuma administration. A judge ordered the release of the report Wednesday after Mr. Zuma dropped a legal bid to keep it out of the public eye. The report examines accusations that Mr. Zuma boosted the financial interests of a wealthy family by allowing them to choose cabinet members. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.